The 328-unit complex, previously known as the Phoenix Apartments, now called the North Keystone Apartments, has been a hotbed for crime, including murder.
The apartments now, there's families that maybe don't have hope because they're in their current situation, and so I would say that right now it's a distressed property.
That's Amanda Anderson with the Meadows Community Foundation, the company taking on the renovations. A Connecticut-based company currently owns the complex, but Anderson says having local control is a first step in its revival.
We all know the case of when properties aren't loaned by local individuals, they don't have the care or the love that someone who lives in a community gets. And so it's going to change because there's going to be a lot more pride within that site.
The majority of the loan will be used to purchase the property and the rest for maintenance. The loan still needs approval of the full city county council. At-large Democratic Councilor Pam Hickman believes the plans for the Phoenix Apartments can change the area the same way other neighborhoods have.
Whenever you see an area transform, like look at 24th and College and Broadway and Park, how just tearing down those homes and building other homes went in there, how that is a walking neighborhood. You see mothers walking babies around in strollers, children walking around. You didn't see that 10 years ago because it was the highest crime area in the city. Now crime is unusual there.
More than 90% of the complex's current residents receive government assistance. Ultimately, Anderson says the goal is to rebuild the apartments, which will cost about $30 to $40 million and sell some at market value, but she thinks it will take about 5 years to put a financial package together to do so. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.